Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about being true to your beautiful, authentic self. It's really interesting in life how one can have a conversation with somebody, just yesterday in my case, and then listening to a recording of a podcast on very similar issues that we human beings go through, especially we women. So I was at my Toastmasters meeting for health and wellness professionals, which I truly love. The people there are amazing, doing amazing things. And unlike any other Toastmasters group that I've been to, even the one I loved back in Lexington, Massachusetts, that I was a member of for 6 years, these people are really, truly loving, caring individuals. They've taken a stand in their lives to make the world better for their having been here by becoming healing professionals. That being said, I was speaking with one of the people in my group after the meeting, and she was talking about my speech, because I asked her for some input regarding the way that I had delivered it, based on what another person had given me as feedback on something to work on, and I just wanted her input. And it was very good input, but after she had given me that recommendation, we started talking about things that were a little bit closer to our hearts, our souls, and our minds. And she had asked me to give her some feedback about what I thought were some of the things that she needed to overcome, because she had actually done the table topics last evening, and a lot of it was based on limiting beliefs. And then she did a healing thing afterwards where she wanted us to get in groups of two to tell our partner what we truly loved and appreciated about ourselves, which I thought was brilliant because, well, this woman is an ex-psychiatric nurse by profession, and so she's very into having people be able to deal with their stuff and then clear the stuff, which obviously as a hypnotist I totally get into. So I gave her some feedback on herself, because one of the things that I've noticed many times whenever I bring up observations about other people where I feel they need to be operating at a different level, and in this case I was talking about the example of my coworkers back in Massachusetts when I was working in supportive housing, who really didn't belong working with the population that we were working with. And in this specific case, I was speaking about my coworkers not being able to notice what was quite obvious to me just with the visual with one of my clients, who kept saying he was allergic to medication. And when he looked at him, his lips were blue. His fingernails were blue. He obviously wasn't getting enough oxygenation in his blood. And he was having some kind of medication interaction that was causing this, most likely because he was on several medications, including muscularly given Prolixin, which is an antipsychotic. And miraculously, once I got him under the care of another psychiatrist and the Prolixin was no longer given to him, all of a sudden, the blue color went away. Go figure. But what I was telling this woman was that with all the people that worked in that program with me, there were 6 or 7 other people, at any given time, and not one of them noticed it. In fact, I had talked to a woman who I had worked with after I'd left that job, after I made sure that that particular client was placed in a different program, where he did indeed do very well, thank God. She looked at me quizzically when I asked her if she ever noticed Sean's blue fingernails and blue mouth, and she didn't notice any of it. And this was an older woman, so like if I was 33, 34 at the time, she was like in her early 50s, easily. She was doing it as a part-time job, and she had another full-time job. So I'm just like explaining how crazy this is that you can't see blue lips and blue fingernails. And as I'm telling her these stories, the psych nurse, ex-psych nurse, was telling me, well, you know, you have a lot of judgment. And she was making excuses for all of these behaviors until at some point she realized, you know, these people didn't really belong working in this place. And I'm like, exactly. Because my whole talk was about how people who work in healthcare need to clear their own crap, especially those who are working in mental health on any level, need to clear their own crap so they don't project their stuff onto other people, number one, so they don't overrun other people's boundaries, number two, and so that they don't overrun their own boundaries and get sick, because a lot of people in healthcare are sick. I look around me, my God, I went to CVS with my landlady. She had a couple of things she wanted to pick up there, and I was driving her. We had just come from breakfast, and they had a minute clinic there, and they asked us if we wanted to get our blood pressure taken and our sugar levels taken and our body mass dealt with. And there were like five women there, medical assistant up to doctor, and every single one of them was obese. I would say they had 60 to 100 plus pounds extra on their frames. And these are the people who represent healthcare. The reason that people have these problems, where they have to do this people-pleasing thing and make excuses for other people's ridiculous ideas on what is and what isn't okay, the reason that people have to be perfectionist in their lives in order to feel like they're being respected, putting up these facades, the reason these people have to be people pleasers, do what they feel people want them to do, even when they never ask the person if that's something they care about, they just do it and then they get resentful because that person never noticed what they were doing, is because they were not being true to their beautiful, authentic selves. I'm going to tell you what I tell my eating disorder clients, and this is the truth. If you're being anything other than who you are, understanding your positive qualities, your loving heart, your compassion, your ability to do things better than other people in certain areas. Like, I suck at math, so anyone who's willing to be an accountant is like a god to me, because that's how I don't do numbers. I can't even remember my bank balance when I look at it on the ATM 2 seconds afterwards. It's really embarrassing and frustrating, but that's my reality. Just as an example, people who are capable of doing amazing athletic things, people who are able to understand other people's pain and be able to help them clear that pain, people who are able to learn things quickly, people who are able to take a cause and really fight for it and affect real true change. I'm not necessarily talking about Gandhi and MLK, but maybe about this guy I was talking to today who would like to come see me because he understands that his gifts in terms of understanding nutrition and mental health is so needed in his community of young black youth that he wants to give back in that way. And I applaud him for that. There's so many ways that if we would just sit and allow ourselves to listen to our heart, I just want you to take a moment now. I want you to take a deep breath in and hold it. And exhale. And do it again. Hold it. And exhale. And I want you to just be quiet for a few moments here. And I want you to get in touch with your heart. That part of you that's your essence, your truth. And I want you to listen to it. And I want you to let it tell you the things that you're doing that are no longer aligned, or maybe perhaps are never aligned with who you truly are. At your beautiful, authentic self level of being. I want you to do this like right now. Now, I want to take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Now, I want you to think about, really clearly, inside your soul. And I want you to ask yourself, what are those things that you're doing that have no representation of who you are, what you care about, or what you believe in? And just allow yourself to feel the feelings that come up. Because you're going to feel the disconnect between these things you're doing that don't work for you and who you are truly. So again, I want you to do this like right now. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to make a promise to yourself that all those things that you are doing that are not congruent with your soul, you're going to let go of. Because until and unless you do that, you're never going to be allowing people to love the true you. So let me tell you something. It is only when we are being our true selves out there in the world, being true to who we are internally, based on our values, our beliefs, our attitudes, the things that we've learned in our lives, that are our guiding post along our way, the wisdom that we've learned from the people we truly respect, that's another one. Stop worrying about what other people think about you unless you respect them. And only pay attention to those areas of their lives that you truly respect. So, for example, many moons ago, when I got into this world of NLP, I had my NLP trainer up on a pedestal. And that was until he did something that was really damaging to me. He did a few things that were really damaging to me, actually. And in case he wonders why I'm no longer partaking in his trainings, that's why. Because I'm not going to be treated in a hypocritical fashion from someone who tells me that he expects me to behave in a certain way, but he, as a trainer, is not capable of doing it and has a pissy fit because he's tired or didn't like what I said or he didn't like the fact that I wanted him to take care of the thing that he needed to take care of in a timely fashion because he and I both were under a time frame here that it needed to get done. So respect is like something that's earned and it's something that can be taken away if the behavior warrants it. But you know, the first person that you have to respect is yourself. And the way that you respect yourself is by being authentic to who you truly are and playing toward those things that you really, truly admire about yourself. What I want you to do now is I want you to imagine yourself in a meadow. There's all kinds of flowers. They're all different colors and shapes and forms. And what I want you to do is I want you to pick one flower. And this flower is imperfect in a beautiful way. Of each of the types of flowers that are there in the meadow. And for each flower that you pick, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to pair up an attribute of yours that you really like about yourself. Go ahead and do this now, making yourself a beautiful bouquet. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a nice sniff of that beautiful bouquet. Stick in all the different fragrances of these beautiful flowers that you just picked. And I want you to realize that that bouquet represents all those attributes that you have that allow you to know how special and beautiful you are inside and out. And I want you to go ahead and take another sniff and just really smell it in. Deeper breath. Just smell it really, really, really cleanly and purely. It smells so good. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. One more deep breath. And I want you to know that anytime you're feeling like you have to pretend to be someone you're not, anytime you have to people please when you really do not need to, anytime you feel you have to defend somebody else and their incapacity to be doing what they need to be doing as their own authentic selves or doing something inappropriate, I want you to remember that bouquet and take a deep sniff of those beautiful flowers and remind yourself that the only thing that you need to do in your own life is be the purest, truest, beautiful, authentic self that is you. That's it. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.